Always on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty.
Welcome to On Target, where I spin Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, all at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty. And welcome to another exciting episode of On Target. I have a few big things happening this week and next week. It's my birthday on March 4th and March 1st. I had my birthday celebration at the Red River City Soul Club at the Legion on River. I want to thank everybody who came out. I had an amazing time. And for those of you who didn't make it, I'm doing the Red River City Soul Club the first Friday of every month. And every time I do it, it gets bigger and bigger. So make sure you come down. The next one's going to be April 5th at the ANAF Club 60 Legion on River. And next week's show is going to be the 10-year anniversary. So that's going to be a special show, as you can imagine. I started this week's show off with Jimmy Smith. His version, and I think the best version, of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on the Verve label from 1964.
You may be old, you may be gray, ain't too old just to shift them. Yeah, you gotta shake it up and go, babe. Gotta shake it up and go, babe. Well, you gotta shake it up and go. Yeah, you gotta shake it up and go. Well, a nickel is a nickel, a dime is a dime, a house full of children and now one mile. You gotta just shake it up and go, baby. You gotta shake it up and go, baby. You gotta shake it up and go, baby. Sure, gotta shake it up and go. Do that by hop, shake it up and go. Well, mama told papa, not a full lad. Get up, papa, unlock that door. You gotta shake it up and go. You gotta shake it up and go. Well, you high-powered women sure gotta shake it up and go. You gotta shake sometime. You gotta shake sometime. Oh, yeah. You gotta shake it right now, baby. And shake that thing. And shake that thing. Oh yeah, shake that thing. Well, you high five women, y'all got to shake it up and go. Do 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 bum bum. Do 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 ba ba ba. Do da 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 da. Do 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 dum bum. Do 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 dum bum. You got to shake it up and go. Well, you high and proud women, y'all got to shake it up and go. You gotta shake right now, baby, and shake that thing, and shake that thing. Why, yeah, shake that thing now, baby, shake right now. Why, shake it, and shake, oh yeah, shake, baby, shake that thing, shake that thing, shake that thing. Why? Shake right now.
Lover, please, please come back. Don't take the train coming down the track. Don't please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you've gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you've gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train.
My
In my opinion, that was the best version of My Babe I've ever heard to date. That's Mitty Collier. I just came across this record. It came out on the Chess label in 1963. Before that, Clyde McFadder, Lover Please, on the Mercury label from 1962. And I started that set off with John Lee Hooker. Shake It Up and Go is the name of that track. But he recorded that song a few times with different lyrics, like Bundle Up and Go and Bottle Up and Go. But this is the OG version, and it came out on the Galaxy label in 1963.
Baby,
That was Watson and the Sherlocks on the Soulville label, which is also known as the Jaywalking label. The track's called Standing on the Corner from 1969. And before that, Sam Cooke from 1965, a track called Sugar Dumpling. This track is 100% Sam Cooke and 100% Northern Soul. Came out on the RCA Victor label in 1965. Before that, Arthur Connolly, Star Review on Atlantic. It's a pretty clever track, making rhymes with famous singers' names, that came out on the Atlantic label.
Kiss you goodnight.
are listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England on modradiouk.net.
Polishing off the stack of records that I got at Into the Music that were all on Canadian labels, and I had to do some digging here because the last band that I played there I thought was a Canadian band, but they're actually from San Jose, California. That was their version of George Harrison's If I Needed Someone, which they put out on RCA Victor in 1967. Before that, the White Knights, which is the band from Regina, Saskatchewan, I played last week. This is the flip side of that track. It's called Love That's True, and it came out in 1966 on the Gaiety label. started everything off with The Sorrows. I had played the flip side of this a few weeks ago. I hadn't gotten around to playing this side yet. It's called You've Got What I Want, came out on Piccadilly in 1965.
Show me the back street. 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 Baby, come on and show me.
This is The Face Radio.
And you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca,
the official On Target website,
for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, RoomPlay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com.
The Inspirations, Touch Me, Hold Me, Kiss Me, which is literally Shirley J. Scott's Goose Pimples, re-recorded in a slightly different way, a little bit more hard-edged than Shirley Scott's version. This version came out in 1967 on the Black Pearl label, and there's some debate as to which of those two is the Northern Soul scene's favorite version. Before that, Edwin Starr on Backstreet. I told the story of the Rick-Tick label last week, a competitor's label in Detroit that, because of acts like Edwin Starr, became too much of a threat to Motown, so Berry Gordy bought the label and got himself an Edwin Starr. But the stuff that Edwin Starr put out on Rick-Tick before it was absorbed by Motown is outstanding, and this is one of those tracks from 1965, Backstreet. Started that set off with the Masqueraders. This 45 is a bit of a jewel in my collection's crown. I Got the Power is the name of this track. It's on the Love Beat label. Came out in 1967 and is a Northern Soul anthem.
So happy. till we were through. Please come back to me once more, so that I won't cry anymore. I love you, I love you, my darling. Please come back to me.
The Esquires from 1967. They only put out one album, but boy, I love these guys. They're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, formed in 1957, and they were called Betty Moorer and the Esquires. You know Betty Moorer from the track Speed Up, which is a Northern Soul beloved track. They shortened the name after Betty left the group in 1966, moved to Chicago, and eventually signed with Bunky Records. Their debut single, Get On Up, hit number 11 on the Billboard charts, number 3 on the R&B charts. Their follow-up single was called And Get Away, so the two together were the title of the LP, Get On Up and Get Away, which was released on the Bunky label in 1967. Their only LP release, but they do have about 20 singles, and I'm lucky enough to have a good handful of them, but there's still some that I'm looking for, because my goal is to have them all, because I love this group that much. Before that, The Tempests, a track called I Cried For You, which came out on their album Would You Believe in 1967 on the Smash label. But this song did not get a single release until it was released by Canada's Stardust label in 1991. The Stardust label put out some dubiously copyrighted singles over the years, but this particular one is official, legal, and 100% backed by Smash Records. Both sides, I Cried For You and the flip side, Someday, were never released on 45 and only ever came out on the Would You Believe album. I started off that set with The Intruders from Philadelphia. They, of course, went on to be one of the quintessential Philly sound bands. They were the first group to score hits by the team of Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, who, by the way, penned this number and released this record on Kenny Gamble's record label, Gamble, in 1965.
Thank you. the center of the country, and the middle of nowhere. This is On Target, on the Face Radio. The soul of Brooklyn.
That was Adam Faith, Talk About Love, on the Capitol label from 1965. Before that, American garage group The Gants from 1966, You Can't Blow Smoke Rings, on the Liberty label. And I started off that set with the Canadian band The Checker Lads. I played Shake Yourself Down last week. This is the flip side called Baby Send For Me, which clearly makes this a monster double-sider, on the Gaiety label from 1964. I'm going to leave you off now with a track that I came across by a band called The Numbers. It's 1979 Mod Revival on the Basement label. The track's called Sunday Afternoon. These guys are from Toronto, Ontario, and this is a pretty groovy track. It's the second of two 45s that they put out with this Mod Revival sound. They then changed their name to Hot Tip in 1981, only a couple of years later, and put out a few more tracks, much more power pop, but they still maintained that Mod Revival look. Let me know what you think. Please feel free to comment on any of the shows. I'd love to hear from you, and I just don't hear enough. Thank you so much, everybody. This has been On Target with yours truly, Mod Marty. Join me every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on The Face Radio. And please visit thefaceradio.com and donate to get a free gift and help to keep the station on the air. Until next time, keep the faith.
Between the innocence of an engineer and the dignity of a janitor, we find a lovable monster called a disc jockey. Disc jockeys come in assorted sizes, weights, and colors, but all DJs have the same creed: to fluff unnoticed as many commercials as possible in an 8-hour stretch. Disc jockeys are found everywhere: under turntables, swinging from typewriters, climbing into sound effects racks, or jumping to attention at the approach of the program director. Their relatives love them. Sponsors can't stand them. Engineers ignore them, but the listeners protect them. When you want to concentrate, a DJ is an inconsiderate, bothersome, intruding jangle of noise, a clown. When you want soft music, he plays something fast. And when you're in the mood for something peppy, bright, and sparkling, he always gives you a slow, syrup-sticky, sweet ballad. A disc jockey is a composite. He has the voice of a horse, the courage of a Casper milquetoast, the imagination of an insect, the shyness of a politician, the lungs of a barker, and all the energy he can get from Dr. Moonfinkel's little vitamin pills. He likes fan mail, a day off, girls, comic books, his wife, his family, golf, fishing, girls, comic books, phone calls, compliments, girls, comic books, an occasional kind word with a light pat on the head, girls, talent fees, girls, compliments, recognition, girls, comic books, time off, girls, and comic books. He's not much for working an extra day, words of more than three syllables, and certain musical units. And nobody gets so much fun out of trees and dogs and time signals as he does. A DJ is a lovable, wacky, real cool character. You can lock him out of your workshop, but you can't turn him off your neighbor's radio. You can get him out of your study, but you can't get him off the airwaves. So you might just as well give up. He's here to stay in many forms. Tall and short, thin and fat, neat and sloppy, beautiful dulcet tones and squeaky squeals. Sponsored and sustaining, alive and half dead, good and bad. But when the day is over, and you get home with only the shattered pieces of your hopes and dreams remaining after the day's tussle, he can mend them all like new with those six magic words. Music on this program was recorded.